in the first story, we had the Israeli cabinet members approving the construction of 31 settler units in the occupied West Bank city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. I'm now joined by Eric Wahlberg, who's a journalist and Middle East expert from Toronto. Eric, good to have you with us. This is a controversial issue, this Israeli settler unit expansion. The international community is calling on them to stop, but they are turning a deaf ear to everybody in any organization. They are keeping with this. What do you think the consequences will be, especially in that point, Al-Khalil, which where the anti-Israel sentiment is really high? Will this lead to another escalation, you think?
You know the expression, things have to get worse before they get better. That's really where we are now. And I think it's interesting to see the Saudis doing horrible things and finally getting some response from the West on the murder of the journalist and the Israelis. They just keep doing the same violations of human rights in the West Bank, and the sentiment against Israel just keeps building. So I think it's really going to reach a turning point at some point. Israel's made a lot of mistakes with the shooting down of the American airline or being involved in that, and also it's continuing with the settlements. And the world opinion really is finally turning against them.
Okay, Eric, regarding focusing on the settlement expansion on the part of the Israelis, do you think there will be any end to it? Because Donald Trump does not seem to be to have anything against it. When Obama was president, at least he gave it some lip service and asked the Israelis to stop it or kind of slow it down. But how do you see this things going on regarding the settlement expansion?
As I've witnessed over the past year, that there is a growing sentiment among American and Canadian Jews against Israel. This is very important because they are the ones that prevented Obama from doing anything. They prevented any American president from taking action in defense of Palestinian rights and to try and corral the Israelis. It's interesting, after the incident of shooting the American plane 2 weeks ago, that Levy, that one of the top journalists in Haaretz, thanked Putin for finally putting some pressure to kind of control the Israeli mania for violence. And that was by putting a no-fly zone over Syria, which really meant a no Israeli fly zone over Syria. So I think that shows you that there is something happening. It's slow, but at this point, I think it's building.
Okay, thank you for that, journalist and Middle East expert Eric Wahlberg, who joined me from Toronto.